You have, or we are happy to have Joan Kramer here today. She's a 22-year Rotarian and past president of the South Callaway Rotary Club, Jefferson City Breakfast Rotary Club, and the Jefferson City Evening Rotary Club. She's currently serving as district governor for Rotary International, District 6080 in Missouri. She has served District 6080 as an assistant governor, district trainer, membership committee, Show Me Rotary Council, and visioning committee. She was a recipient of the Rotarian of the Year in 2007 from the Jefferson City Breakfast Rotary Club. Joan also served as a host parent in 2011, 2015, and 2020 to Rotary Youth Exchange students from Ecuador, Brazil, and Switzerland. Joan has already committed to holding a position next year after her governor year for her own club of Jefferson City Evening Rotary as the counselor or youth exchange officer to continue her passion for working with Rotary Youth Exchange Program. If you want a more detailed bio, you can go to the District 6080 website. And so today I ask that you welcome Joan Kramer.
Finally was able to get here. I work full time, and so all year I've been taking vacation to do my Rotary Club visits. So I'm an HR manager and a manager of production control for a manufacturing plant in Jefferson City. So there's 52 clubs in our district. So it's just been kind of little by little, as much as I can do, and plus keep my bosses happy. So being district governor was something that I had to do it. I really did. There was so many times I was just like, no, you can't do that. You work full time. Sometimes we work like 50 hours a week, and how are you gonna manage this? But Rotary is actually my life's work, and I know that. So my career is very important to me, of course, and I love my career very much, but with Rotary, that's what I do. That's my life's work, because that's where I have found that I am so extremely comfortable no matter what club I go to. If I don't know anybody and I walk in, and if no one talks to me or sits by me, I don't care. I just love Rotary, and I feel at home and comfortable with this organization. And over the years, it's taken many years, but little by little, I've learned all the things that we do and the impact that we make on our communities and the world. And I've seen the big picture. And when I first became president, the very first club I was in, I became president, I had no idea. I had no idea what Rotary even was. And I was a speaker, and the president of the club asked me to join, and I just was like, sure, I'll join. I don't know what I'm doing. Next thing I know, do you want to be president? So it just, we hosted a GSE, that's Group Study Exchange team from Japan that year. And they told me that we were in charge of hosting this GSE team, and none of them spoke English. And so I had to figure all that out, except the leader did speak English. And they bowed to me all day long, and I was just like, okay, this is great. I can do this. I can get bowed up. But that, like we were talking, women, didn't come into Rotary till like the late 80s. So I would say when I very first joined Rotary, it was like 2000-ish, maybe 98, 99, somewhere in there. So it was still kind of fairly new, to countries overseas for a woman, to be a president and everything too. So we've come a long way, for sure. So, again, this coming down here, this area is just so rich with Rotary tradition. It really is. I mean, this is the fourth time I've been down in this area since like early March because of the club in Willow Springs, two clubs in West Plains, the Mountain View Club, and then this club, you know. So, but it amazed me that we have Joe Belts that was a district governor. We had Dwayne Benton that was a district governor from Willow Springs. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. Dee Korn was a district governor, and she, I heard, hailed from this area. And of course, it's nice to meet Bill today. Franz and his father served as a district governor. And what year was that?
53, 54.
Yeah, so, and was that for, was he from this area? Did you guys live here?
He moved here from St. Louis in 39, but yeah.
Okay.
He was one of the charter members.
Yeah, so this, and I know this club chartered one of the clubs, like maybe in Willow Springs, or, yeah, I think so, because one of the clubs told me that. So my point being that this area is very rich with tradition of Rotary, and I can feel the strength and energy coming from you guys that you're doing great things. I was so happy to hear Nancy and Connie were in Jeff City. So, and I want to thank Nancy very much for her service as president this year. And we have Connie coming up next year. So thank you so much for that. And Monica, past president? Monica, yeah. So I wanted to thank her too for her service. So it's been a rough time. And I knew this year when I went out to the clubs that I was actually gathering people back in because it, you know, the past 2 years have just been really tough on us. And some clubs were meeting, some clubs weren't meeting. And it's really hard, you know, to get everybody back in again and get back into that tradition. So it sounds like you guys are doing great with your service projects. And so I appreciate that so much. So our theme this year is Serve to Change Lives. And Shekhar Mehta is our international president from India. And so you already know your theme for next year, which is Imagine Rotary. And our new international president is Jennifer Jones, the first woman to serve as international president for Rotary. So, but I'm still out talking about our initiative for this year, the Serve to Change Lives. And we had three initiatives for this year, which our first initiative was a Rotary Day of Service. Our international president asked, when you're out talking to clubs, please ask every single club to have some kind of Rotary Day of Service, which most clubs, that's what we're all about. So almost every club that I'm at, you know, they already have their Rotary Day of Service. So, and I, you know, I just heard about your guys' service that you're doing too. So that is very appreciated. Our focus this year is on empowering girls, boys too. But our international president, Shekhar Mehta, is very focused on empowering girls in this world. And as you can imagine, the overall view of the international overall view is that there are very troubling things happening in this world when it comes to girls. And he has asked us to work to empower girls and boys to stay educated and to keep growing and moving toward your future. And there's so much out there for you. And so we see a problem. And so the thing is, any type of education that you can do with your club, let's say on the problem with human trafficking, please have a speaker come in so that we can learn, we're learning more about this whole situation of human trafficking and how that sometimes girls do not feel like there's anywhere to turn and they may go down that path, but there are alternatives. And in fact, there's coalitions like we have up around Central Missouri. And this is the Stop Human Trafficking Coalition of Central Missouri. I know there's an area down here that has the same type of thing, that they can come in and talk and educate you more on human trafficking. So we're doing a project at the district conference this year. We're making kits for to donate to the coalition for survivors when they have survivors come to the coalition from human trafficking. So, and then our last initiative, so there's three, the last initiative is growing Rotary. Of course, every organization that you're in, you hear, let's grow Rotary, let's go grow Rotary. I am a big proponent of growing Rotary, of course, because you always need, you know, new people, new members, you know, to bring in that new passion, new ideas. But the members that we have, they're golden. Let's work on retaining our members as well. The members that we have, you guys are the ones, you have the traditions, you know each other. This is what we have to focus on, is keeping the members that we have along with bringing in new members. But if you know someone that's not attending Rotary, you haven't seen for a while, give them a call, give them a text, give them an email, you know, hey, miss you. You know, can you come back? Or and I know that's easier said than done, because sometimes you just lose some people. But we all know how we are making an impact and changing the world. So we want other people to do that along with us, right? So the Home Empowering Girls Initiative, I'm not going to go into a lot of that, but I will tell you that we have a team that just came back from Tanzania, and two of the members were just in my club as well. And they've been down in working with the Malau tribe, and they are working with empowering girls in that tribe. So they're working, they were working with the girls to help them educate others and learn how they can help other girls stay in school. Because sometimes the girls, like for instance in that tribe, they don't come to school because they don't have the proper hygiene products to take care of themselves. So they were actually down there teaching them how to overcome that situation with one of the Rotary Global Grants. So there, the Empowering Girls Initiative is the start of Rotary making a lasting impact on generations of girls. They were also educating the boys on understanding the situations that are going on with the girls as well, as you can imagine. So they are educated on the whole female situation. So So I talked a little bit about challenges that girls face in our own communities and boys, and how our club can work with these challenges. I have a club in Jeff City. This is actually a Zonta club, but they are holding a Girl Empowerment Day, and it's just like from 10 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Maybe somewhere down the line this would be an idea. But girls 6th through 8th grade are invited to join other girls as they learn self-defense, nature survival skills, how to de-stress, and much more. So that's just an example of you know, something that's going on. And with Connie and Nancy being in Jeff City a few weeks ago, you guys heard a lot about the Empowering Girls Initiative. So actually the speaker had Elizabeth, she is a director for Rotary International. She had just come back from New York, where she sat on a panel with UNICEF on how Rotary and UNICEF can partner to work with girls all over the world And so that's a pretty powerful situation. In India, Rotary is partnering with the government, and in 100,000 toilet blocks are being installed in government schools in India, so that, as you can imagine, girls and boys don't have separate restrooms at school. So this is helping that situation to be changed. So my own governor class, we got together with, from your guys' money, we got together over $200,000 to build 30 30 schools and build separate toilet blocks. So these are kind of some of the things that we're working on. So I want to talk to you real quick, and just a couple more minutes here. Why stay in Rotary? So first of all, I want to just go, I know most of you guys know this, but Rotary members worldwide have contributed 47 million volunteer hours per year. That is worth an estimated $850 million to communities around the world. So that is the impact that we're making. We have protected billions of children against polio. You just brought up polio. And currently, there's only one wild polio case in Afghanistan. Now, they do have a group of, it's like the pre-polio, it's not the wild, but there's unvaccinated cases right now that is kind of a pre-polio. And so I don't want to be misleading to say there's only one polio case in Afghanistan. There could be more, but they're educating these people on actually getting their vaccination. So nearly 19 million people are walking today who otherwise would have been paralyzed, and 1.5 million are alive who otherwise would have died because of what we do with polio. Fighting disease is just one of our areas of focus. We support education, we save mothers and children, we promote peace, provide clean water, sanitation, hygiene. So we have 1.2 million members, and at the last report, this was the last reporting period, Rotary had approved over 1,300 global grants at $95.6 million in funding. And that's not including the district grants that we do or the Polio Plus grants. There's so much more. We've even had a hand in the COVID-19 situation at $8 million for disaster relief for COVID-19. So a few things coming up. And Nancy, I appreciate that you keep your members informed of what's going on around the district, like David Porter sending out an email at his club at the lake. I was like, I know David. So, but you know, just to keep you guys kind of in the know of what's going on around the district. But so our district conference is coming up in Springfield on April 29th and 30th. Honestly, the 29th, the Friday night, is really just gathering people. But the 30th, all morning, we're going to do two service projects. And then we're going to have a big lunch, a business meeting, and then the conference is going to be over. So I encourage you guys, if anyone's interested, please email me and I can get you registered. It's $30 to come on Saturday and do service projects and have the lunch where we're going to honor the situation in Ukraine for peace in our world. And you know, we'll have a few other things going on, but that's April 30th. And so we're working on a Rotary Day of Service. That's up around the lake, a little bit too far for you guys just to come for 6 hours. So I really won't, but Wonderland camps up around the Lake of the Ozarks, and we're gonna do just a Rotary Day of Service there. So our international convention is in Houston, Texas this year. So I have never been to an international convention, so this is gonna be my first one. So, Taiwan was canceled last year. We did virtual. Year before, Hawaii was canceled, we did virtual. So it's right in our backyard now. So you can still come to Houston June 4th through 8th if that's something that you would ever aspire to do. And then what are we doing for Ukraine? So our district contributed a couple weeks ago $20,000 to the disaster relief fund for Ukraine, but so many of the clubs are doing donations to the disaster relief. So everything coming together, I know we've done a lot more than $20,000. So, and also my governor class got together and everyone was saying it. We'll do 20, we'll do, you know, what was left of our DDF. We'll do 35,000, we'll do 40,000. I was able to do 20,000 because we've spent a lot of our DDF on global grants and things like that. And it's toward the end of the year, so. So I, you know, this Rotary is very involved in this situation. It's a little problematic because we have clubs in Russia and Ukraine. So, you know, it's a very touchy situation. So just to end today, I just want to tell you sort of an inspirational piece here that one tree can start a forest and one smile can begin a friendship. One laugh can conquer gloom and one hope can raise your spirits. One touch can show that you care. One life can make a difference. So be that life and continue doing what you guys are doing because you're doing a fantastic job. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of energy in this room and I know that you guys are leaders in this community and it is so appreciated, so keep it up. And hopefully I'll get to visit again sometime because I love coming down to this area. So keep serving to change lives. So thank you very much. That's something for you, Nancy.
Oh, good.
This is a Rotary pen that actually the wheel lights up.
Thank you very much. Well, we would like to show our appreciation to you as well. Got you a little something, and so we just wanted you to know how much we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I love this. That is the cutest thing.
This is homemade, so be very careful because those are sharp.
Oh my gosh, and I love the outdoors and. No, that is awesome. So thank you so much. And what do I got in here?
I may jump out at
you. I wouldn't do that too.
This is, what do we got here? You want me to open it?
Sure.
Okay. You want to help me and I'll get this. So, and I love the Rotary colors. Thank you so much.
Nice touch. Our club was started in 1945.
I was going to ask you guys. Oh my gosh.
How's your friends supposed to be?
Thank you. That is so cute. Oh president, my gosh.
How's your friends was the president. And that's Bill's dad.
Yeah.
So Bill's been to the conventions. We're proud of him.
Yeah.
There are 9 past presidents sitting in this room right now.
Oh my goodness. So yeah.
We've been pretty active. And you might notice we are a star club that donates 100% of it.
Yes. I know that you guys, like I said, I know the tradition down here is so deep and rich of Rotary, and especially this club. So that's why I was so thrilled to be here today and meet you guys. So, and I just want to come back. So, aw, thank you. That's so cute. Thank you so much. It's okay if I just leave this sitting here and then I'll clean up. Like I said, I'm just spread everywhere. So, okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for coming and seeing us today. I think that is all, if nobody else has anything.
I know the gospel sing.
Yeah, I mentioned that the last couple times, but that's April the 29th, which is, 2 weeks from today?
Yeah.
and that's Friday night at the high school. And it's tribute quartet, Southern Gospel style. And this will be our 44th year that we've done that. So thank you to the school that allows us to do that and offer that for the community.
Very good. Okay. If not anything else, we'll do our four-way. Of the things we think, say, or do, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build